kick off hour number three of the program. This segment brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. Check them out online at knoxvillesmiles.com. It's Drs. Malone and Costa. They got you covered right here in West Knoxville. Head on over to knoxvillesmiles.com, and you can call them if you're a new patient, 865-426-1776. Don't let your teeth suffer in 2020. You can even chat with them right there on the website. Nice, super convenient to get hooked up with. Knoxville Smiles, 264 South Peters Road. And I appreciate you guys that have become patients with Malone and Costa and let us know what great service they provide there at Knoxville Smiles. KnoxvilleSmiles.com for your dental needs right here in Knoxville. So we're going to, at 9:30, we're going to do our MVP draft for Tennessee football players this season. Last year, I think we decided Houston won overall, right?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
What, Devin Taylor? Daryl Taylor and
Nigel Warrior. Second on the team in tackles.
Who's your offense?
I thought he won the offensive.
It was a combined score.
Did we pick offense and defense separate?
I had Juwan Jennings and Josh Palmer.
We gave him Juwan Jennings. Did I get Hank T? Is that what we decided?
Maybe.
I thought so.
Okay.
Did anyone have did anyone take Petulli?
Yeah, somebody did.
Had to be Billy, I guess.
I had the offensive line, the backup quarterback, and
yeah, you didn't really play.
Kavarius Crouch. Yeah. And Trayvon Flowers.
Well, you had to pick after the fact. You were like the Vikings that one year that missed their pick, and then every other team started picking ahead of them as fast as possible because you know, they just have to pick when they get there. So Billy might even call in for this. I'm excited.
I think
now.
He's going to. Yep,
he's gonna make this a deep, deep MVP selection.
Could get tough.
Mm-hmm.
I know who I was gonna take.
I had Ty Chandler last year.
Mm. Did anyone? I don't think anyone had Eric Gray. Did they?
I feel like somebody did.
Mm.
Maybe not.
I don't recall.
Who'd Billy have? JG and. I had Callaway.
Dom. He had Dom Wood Anderson.
Chandler.
Mm.
Yeah. And then Hank T and oh, I had Bryce Thompson. I was really excited about. And then he
missed the first three games.
Like the next night. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't do this. maybe it's bad luck.
Bad luck. I don't know. Most of our guys came through.
All right. You excited about the college football slate on Saturday?
I am. I absolutely am. I've identified the main game I'm going to go with each window.
Mm-hmm.
But there's finally a weekend where there's secondary games keeping an eye on as well. I think I'm going to go Kentucky-Auburn at noon, but I got to keep my eye on Lane Kiffin at home.
Sure.
With Florida rolling into town.
We know Davey will be glued to Kansas State at Oklahoma.
I mean, they're only 27.5-point favorites.
So. Ooh. You going to put some money on the Rattler? Old Dave?
I mean, I already got money on him to win the Heisman.
No, like you're going to put money on Oklahoma, trusting him to score. I mean, Kansas State's pretty bad. They lost to
I haven't even looked at the line.
27.5. Thanks for listening to the show.
Just said that.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll put some money on him.
But you're not doing a college can't lose parlay this week, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
I say that now. I'll let you know Saturday morning.
Probably tomorrow, because we like to do it for the show, if you're going to do it.
I'll do an NFL one for sure.
Of course. Tomorrow, we welcome back SEC Survivor.
Mm.
How we feeling? 50-50 shot. Davey's nervous.
Sweaty palms.
His mustache is quivering.
I'm fine.
No, you're quivering. I can see it. Looks like a caterpillar in the cold.
I was going to go handlebar, and it didn't look that good. So then I just was like, you know what? We're just going straight mustache.
You got Louisville-Pittsburgh at noon, too. Two ranked teams.
No.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
3:30, eyeballs will be on Mississippi State, LSU.
The Pirate makes his debut.
You got another couple of games to tune to if they're close.
Army at Cincinnati is a sneaky good one.
Well, there's that. That's on ESPN. But you got Texas Tech. Texas Tech struggle with Houston Baptist, but then we find out like half the team was out. So maybe they're not that bad. I still don't think that'll be close.
But. I'm a little surprised to see Cincinnati favored by 13.5 over undefeated Army.
Cincinnati's pretty good, apparently.
They're a dark horse playoff team for a lot of folks.
West Virginia, don't get Oklahoma it. State.
Did Oklahoma State get their quarterback healthy?
That's a good question. I do not know.
Mm.
And then 4 o'clock, your next SEC game is Georgia at Arkansas. Yeah, it's
well, you good. Get to watch your guy, Mathis, DeJuan Mathis,
or the other guy, JT Daniels,
if he gets cleared.
Yeah, I'm debating. Like, do I start one of them against Arkansas? I mean, they're really bad. Or do I just go KJ Costello throwing it all day and Mike Leach's debut?
It'd be tough to start a Georgia quarterback because if you're wrong, you get no points.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to know who.
Right.
What if you
might pick the right guy who starts, and then he plays two series, and you're toast.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably roll with Costello.
Hope for a lot of garbage time production.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, man. LSU lost a lot, and they've had a lot of opt-outs. It might be a shootout.
I drafted what I thought was going to be Mississippi State's top receiver and then realized he was listed as an or on the depth chart.
I mean, they're going to try to throw for 500 yards a game. You'll probably be all right.
Mississippi State has an Alabama transfer that surprisingly got listed as the starter at receiver.
But was that a surprise? I thought that they expected that the whole time.
No, I don't. One article I saw said it was kind of a surprise that he got listed as a starter. I think they maybe thought he was going to be in the rotation.
Is he a grad transfer?
Must be. I don't know.
I was hoping maybe he wasn't. We had a
precedent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheap one.
Alabama, Missouri's at 7. There's not really, I mean, Florida State, Miami, which looks great if you remember the 90s, but it's not really that much, you know, whatever. Vanderbilt, A&M's at 7:30. Of course, I'm kind of glad, though, that the night window is a little weak because, obviously, I won't change the dial from Tennessee, South Carolina.
I would hope not.
So it's kind of nice because in the noon window, have a bunch of screens going, and then 3:30, kind of dial it down mainly to 1, and then 7:30, of course. But, yeah, it's a good slate. Feels real
now. I know we're still pretty early, and this is obviously the first week of the SEC, which gives it a big boost, but easily the best slate thus far.
We're ramping up into it.
There's
no Big Ten, Pac-12, and I swear, last season, this set of games, it obviously wouldn't have been one of the top 5 or 6 weeks of college football, but it wouldn't have been one of the bottom 2 or 3. It'd be somewhere in the middle, and these SEC games aren't even any good. Now, part of it is
Kentucky Auburn's pretty good.
Part of it is Tennessee plays a game where they're within a touchdown. You know, if Tennessee was playing Charlotte or something, it'd feel a lot weaker,
sure.
Right? Because I'd have a time window where I don't have a big game I'm looking forward to. You know, I'd have the night slate. I'd be like, not that great. But with Tennessee playing a team that's within a touchdown, like obviously that has me fired up. And then you've got. There's good storylines, even in a game with where it's like a 17-point line with LSU and Mississippi State on CBS. And really, the 12 o'clock games are better, in my opinion, in terms of just neutral wanting to see what happens. Like Florida Ole Miss, like I think Florida will win that game, but I want to see how well Lane Kiffin can do out of the gate. I want to see John Reese Plumlee. Like, does he play? How much quarterback does he play? Does he play wide receiver? Is he, you know? Matt Corral, is he going to start? Like, that's the whole thing. And then Auburn, Kentucky. I mean, Kentucky has talked so much smack all offseason.
They can't help themselves.
Auburn's ranked in the top 10 but might have serious issues on the offensive line. Like, that's a fascinating game to watch, in my opinion. So, yeah, it's awesome. Fired up.
Feels good.
I'll probably skip UAB South Alabama tonight. Whereas if that was 3 weeks ago, I'd probably have watched it.
Mm-hmm.
There are MTSU and UTSA's tomorrow night. I'll probably just skip on over that one because we got real football coming up this weekend. Then when it gets better from there, this SEC slate's going to just get better and better because we don't have those non-conference games sprinkled all throughout the schedule. Still only get one bye week, and then, I mean, it's great. I mean, next week, South Carolina, Florida's at noon, as is Missouri, Tennessee. So, I mean, the new window, we'll be glued to the Vols. You got Ole Miss, Kentucky at 4. After that.
That's not very good.
You got Auburn, Georgia at 7:30.
What's the 3:30 game next week? Have they decided yet?
And then you have either I missed it or
They might not have decided.
They haven't decided.
Gotcha.
But you've got Auburn, Georgia, definitely at 7:30 on ESPN. I mean, that's going to feel like mm-hmm. The classic late night. I mean, it should be a top 10 matchup. LSU plays Vanderbilt. Arkansas, Mississippi State has to be on SEC Network alternate. And then the rest of those games that, is it Alabama? Sorry, the 3:30 is set. I missed it. It's Alabama A&M. That's what I was about to say.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, that's Alabama A&M that's and Georgia Auburn. That's action-packed. And, of course, we got Tennessee, Missouri in the early. It's perfect. It's here. We've made it. Two more days to go.
We can do it.
We can do it.
We've made it this far.
We'll come back with more Hour 3. We're going to pick our Tennessee players coming up at 9:30. One more segment before that. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Hour 3 continues here live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio.
Tennessee, South Carolina line holding steady. 3.5 in favor of the Vols. That said, the over-under did jump up significantly overnight.
Thank you. All over the place.
I believe it was 42.5 yesterday during the show. Oh, it dropped again. It's 43.5. It was up to 46.5 this morning.
What's going on?
Early morning bets coming in for the
What is
the
going under. On? Did you see the official SEC media prediction? You know, there was no media days ever. They never even did them.
That's right.
They could have
they
done them.
They could have zoomed
virtually.
It over, but didn't want to do that.
So that seemed like a missed opportunity.
No, I did not.
In the East.
Anything good?
Well, I thought the East vote was interesting. With 53 first place votes to win the East, Florida edged out Georgia 624 points to 613 points.
Well, we talked about this yesterday. The further you got into the summer, the less confident you felt in Georgia's offense and especially their quarterback spot. Jamie Newman opts out, JT Daniels not cleared. They're now down to the third or fourth choice. That's a brand new offense. I mean, that's, was it 10 of 11? 9 of 11 starters had to be replaced. Just feels like Florida a little bit more consistent. Top to bottom, offensively, you know, their defense is going to be good. I don't think it'll be as good as Georgia's. But if Georgia's offense struggles, they have a brutal schedule. Not hard to see how they could drop a few extra games. Even if they might be, you know, the better team, they just have a much more difficult schedule.
Florida was 53 first-place votes, as I mentioned. Georgia, 2. They got 43 first-place votes
tight
in the East. Tennessee edged out Kentucky.
Okay.
434 to 405, which is pretty close.
Yeah.
South Carolina, a distant fifth, 287. Missouri, 224. And Vanderbilt, 101. I'm guessing if you get, let's see, there were, how many first-place votes? 96. First place votes. I don't know exactly what the points are. I'm guessing maybe
it's reverse, I would imagine. So if you're picked last, you get one point. So Vanderbilt was last.
Only five people picked Vanderbilt to not be last.
Right.
Five people had them at 6 instead of 7.
Correct.
Actually, no, if you get 2 points, less than that. Like 3 people had them at 6 out of the 96 people, something like that. Actually, that's an odd number, so I don't know how that works. But anyway, it doesn't really matter. Vanderbilt dead last. All right, in the West, with 86 first-place votes, Alabama.
Stunner.
660. LSU got 8 first-place votes. 489. They beat Auburn by only 1 point.
Yeah, I feel like similar to Georgia with losing Newman, having JT Daniels not cleared, all the opt-outs for A&M probably helping them slide on down the board.
A&M did get 2 first-place votes. Auburn got none. They came in at 454. So, really, LSU.
That adds up, man. I think people, you're either in on A&M or you're not. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not surprised that there's a couple people. Maybe they don't pay much attention. I don't know when they took this vote. But if you'd asked me a month ago, yeah, I would have said A&M's a good sleeper pick in the West. Now, I'm not so sure. Too many players out. They lost their best linebacker. They lost their best receiver. It's obviously, their schedule is going to be brutal. Yeah, I'm just not I'm not as in on A&M as I was a month, 2 months ago.
Who do you have ahead? Because Ole Miss and Mississippi State tied for fifth. Exactly the same number. You think it's a better year for Mike Leach or Lane Kiffin?
Oh, man. I think the roster is probably a little bit better at Mississippi State, but they're doing a complete overhaul offensively, so I think they might struggle. I guess I'm going to go with Ole Miss just because I just don't think you can come in a shortened offseason get that air raid just clicking perfectly. Mm-hmm. But I don't think Mississippi State's bad talent-wise. I just think the change is going to be so significant for them and abrupt, it's going to be difficult for them to really be kind of clicking. Although that said, I feel like if you're Mississippi State, you didn't get that bad of a draw in game one. Yeah, you're at LSU, but it's not at night. It's not in front of 100-something thousand fans. They lost God knows how many of their two deep from last year's team, not to mention the opt-outs.
I'd almost rather be an underdog in week one if I'm one of these teams because I don't want to lose an opportunity. I could get a win in week one. I can just lose to LSU by 17 if that's what it takes, kind of get settled. And then if I'm playing a team I can beat in week two, week three, then, you know, I try to get to my four or five wins, however I can do it.
So I've looked at the schedule for both Mississippi and Mississippi State, and it will come down to the Egg Bowl. The winner of the Egg Bowl will finish ahead of the other team.
Well, I mean, yeah, their schedules have to be pretty similar, especially this year where you get more East teams that will kind of even it out.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, if you're talking about – so Mississippi State, like three teams that they should be better than, you got Arkansas, Vanderbilt, and Missouri. And then for Ole Miss –
And they play those three?
Yes, I'm sorry. That's on their schedule. Those three teams I just named, Mississippi State, I would say they are better than. For Ole Miss, they have Arkansas and Vanderbilt. So.
Yeah, it's pretty close. Like, and even if it's a half-game difference or a one-game difference, winning the head-to-head would negate that anyway.
So, I mean, if you're looking at it from Mississippi State, they get Missouri as Ole Miss gets South Carolina. If you're trying to make a comparison there.
Yeah, and that's about as close as it gets. Arkansas got 121 points, bringing up the rear there in the SEC West. The SEC champion vote was interesting because, of course, Alabama got 77. That's obvious. Georgia and LSU tied with 7 votes apiece to win the championship.
So Florida won the East in the vote, but Georgia has more to win the –
Yeah,
so
Florida
those,
had 5.
If you're picking Georgia to win the East, you're also picking them to win the SEC championship. Or more. More people are doing that than with Florida.
Right. Right. A lot of people think Florida can win the East but then lose to Alabama.
That makes sense.
But if Georgia wins, it's only 2 people difference.
Okay.
So people that have Georgia win the East think they have a slightly better shot to beat Alabama.
Well, I guess we'll see that when they face off in the regular season, too.
From a talent ranking standpoint, Georgia has a better roster
than anyone
Florida,
else in the country.
But Florida has a better quarterback, and I think a lot of people are putting a lot of stock into that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we don't know.
That's a big knock on Georgia right now.
JT Daniels, if he gets cleared and he's healthy, I would probably give the edge back to Georgia. But again, we don't know.
Is there like a time frame? I know they're pushing to get him cleared by this week.
Torn ACL, man. No, actually, I think he tore more than just his ACL. Like he tore a couple of ligaments in that knee.
What?
When was that? Week 3 of last year?
I thought it was week 1. I thought he went out in the Fresno State game. Might have been week 2.
Well, they rushed back Dominic Blaylock, and he re-tore his ACL. He tore it in the bowl game against Baylor, or maybe it was the SEC championship game against LSU. I think it was LSU. They rushed him back, and then he re-tore it right when fall camp started. So if I'm JT Daniels and I saw that, I definitely want to make sure I get several unbiased doctors to clear me before Kirby Smart puts me out there and I get bum-legged again.
He only had 1 game. It was Fresno State, and I think he was out like around halftime.
Yep. Daniels tore the ACL in his right knee in the second quarter of the Trojans' first game against Fresno State last season. He had reconstructive surgery later that month, but Smart revealed last week that Daniels had underwent another medical procedure on his right knee in December or January. In the meantime, Daniels had been practicing with the Bulldogs, participating in all drills and scrimmages without any obvious limitations. However, he has been held out of all contact pending a final examination of the knee. Smart has said he expects Daniels will be cleared for the first game, but, quote, can't be sure. This was posted 2 hours ago at AJC.com. With Daniels' availability uncertain, redshirt freshman DeJuan Mathis has emerged as the favorite to start. Mathis is 6'6", 210, and he is only 16 months removed from brain surgery to remove a cyst from his sinus cavity. He was cleared for full participation this summer.
Okay, a cyst in a sinus cavity?
That's what it says.
Is that brain surgery? Did they touch the brain? I'm not a doctor, but I feel like
your sinuses are near your brain.
Right, but is it brain surgery?
I guess if you miss.
Tyrod Taylor's doctor.
Mm. Georgia could also turn to Stetson Bennett or freshman Carson Beck or any one of their four invited walk-ons.
Four invited walk-ons.
Smart also said this week that tight end Trey McKitty is doubtful for the Arkansas game. McKitty sprained a knee in the Bulldogs' last scrimmage of the preseason.
Who's starting tight end is that?
I don't know. It's somebody's.
Is it?
Is it yours?
Somebody drafted him. Pitts.
Oh, I got to go, Pitts.
Yeah, somebody drafted him. I don't know. They got another guy that'll start, and then, Darnell Washington's down there, too. But I don't know where.
I don't think he's going to get much playing time.
I don't know
really
what he's doing.
Why?
I think they got a couple of guys in front of him.
They do.
Not that guy. Not this week.
Well, not for the first week, yeah, but.
See how it goes.
Could have started here.
Waiver wire going to be lit. All right, we'll pick some Tennessee MVPs next. We're going to see if we can get Billy Williford on the horn. Have a four-person MVP draft, four rounds. It'll be fun. You can hear our analysis on.
Then we got NFL Eliminator.
Tennessee Stars.
I just want to open it up. You can go offense or defense.
We already decided that. Thanks for listening.
Good.
Here we go.
Glad we're on the same page.
Welcome back into 3 and Out. Nate Hodges, Houston Crest, Davey Hudson, and we got the Bill Will on the phone lines ready to go. It's Billy Stats with us for our Tennessee MVP draft. Coming up, we'll have NFL Eliminator later in the show today. Tomorrow, we'll give you our final record predictions for Tennessee football for the year, make our selections, give you some gambling picks for the weekend as well. Tons and tons to get to. Here are the rules. Listen carefully, Billy. As we hash these out during the break, we're going to run a random number generator for all four of us. Whoever gets the highest number between 1 and 100 will get their pick of what draft slot they would like. So if you want to go fourth in the first round, so you get 4 and 5, that's fine. If you want to go first, that's fine as well. And we're picking four total players. It'll be a four-round serpentine draft, no third-round reversal. Just a four-round serpentine draft back and forth to pick your Tennessee MVPs. You have to pick two offense and two defense. The order does not matter. You can go offense, defense, defense, offense, or whatever you want.
I'll
completely
take
wide
idea.
Open. Any player is available.
It's not a bad pick, right?
I don't know.
We allow specialists?
I guess Samaglia counts as offense since he scores points.
There you go.
A punter would be defense since he flips the field. All right. So here we go. Random number generator. Houston's looking at it. Houston's going first. He gets
74. I like it.
Billy is next. He gets.
Dang it.
81.
Shut up.
Davey is next.
3.
72.
Wait, did you have
71?
71. Oh, man.
Felt pretty good about 71.
And Nate's going to bring out the rear. All right.
There goes the coffee.
That's empty. It's fine. All right. So, who won?
Billy.
Billy, and then Davey, and then Houston, and then me. Billy, what pick slot would you like?
So I can have 4, 5, or 1, 8, right?
Right. Yeah. And then back and forth. Or you can go 2. You can go 2 or 3 and be in the middle. It doesn't matter.
Right. I want to go 4 or 5.
All right. Billy's at 4. Davey, what do you want?
Give me 2, 7.
Davey wants number 2.
2, 7, really?
Houston, you want 1 or 3?
Okay, give me 1.
All right, Houston's going first.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Just for future reference in all your fantasy leagues, if it's not third round reversal, you always want the first pick. the math's better there. Or a pick right at number one if you can get it.
I figured Houston would go first and make a bad decision. That's why I went second.
Well, it's a little different here. I mean, this isn't – there's only four. You know,
fascinating.
It's not based on math, so don't worry about it. I'm not saying you guys are idiots. I'm just saying in your regular draft.
I am saying Houston's an idiot.
Well, that's fine. Whatever. All right, so it's Houston, Davey, Nate, Billy. All right.
All right. With the first pick of the 2020 Tennessee football season MVP draft, I, Houston Crest, will take Eric Gray, running back, University of Tennessee.
Give me Henry Toa-Toa.
To-o-to-o. Sheesh. All right, Hodges.
Oh, man.
I feel like we need some like applause or something.
I know. We need like a
very low energy.
Or like boo the commissioner or something.
Something, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Man, this is – you guys really put me in a bind here. Took the obvious ones.
I can play shooting stars.
I kind of want to take Billy's guy just so he can't so he can't get him.
Take him.
Mm.
I don't want him.
I'm going to – I'm a sucker for wide receivers. I'm going to take the leader of the wide receiver crew this year. Give me Josh Palmer.
Okay.
So who was that?
This is just set up perfectly for me.
Is it?
This is exactly what I wanted to happen. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Putting too much stock in Eric Gray rushing against Vandy and Indiana. Give me a break. Shoot against some big boys. Give me Ty Chandler.
Fascinating.
All right, Ty Chandler.
Okay.
Wow, two running backs in the first four picks. Going to lean on that run game on this offense.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
All right, Billy, who's up next for you?
I think the best defender is off the board, but that's okay if I can, you know, get two really, really good ones. So give me Bryce Thompson.
Not bad.
Best cornerback on the team.
Not bad at all.
All right.
Nate, you're back up.
Man.
Take your time.
All right. I'll go defense or back to offense. Well, Billy didn't take him. Give me Jarrett Garantano.
Oh, man. I knew that was coming.
We're stacking them up. Tano to Palmer. Let's win the East.
A little handcuff action.
Let's go. All right. Stack. It's not a handcuff.
Join the
stack. Whatever. Mate. Stack, handcuff, whatever.
Might as well.
You know, we've seen a lot from this guy.
Mm.
Or actually, we haven't seen a lot yet, but I expect this to be a breakout season for a one, Ramel Keaton.
Mm.
And that is who I'm going to take with my
second
pick.
Him on my actual fantasy team. For the second pick, I am going to take... Oh, this is tough. It's a little tough. Give me Tank McCullough.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I like safeties.
Rolling the dice.
He's a ball hawk.
All right.
I got Gray. I got McCullough. I'm sophomore heavy.
Well, you get another
but
pick.
I got faith in Tank. Now do I go defense?
So Houston so far has Eric Gray and Tank McCullough. He's got a running back and a safety. Really, the board's wide open here. It can go either way.
Quaveris Crouch.
All right. Oh, snipe.
I am sophomore heavy. I got faith in development. I like my team. I like my team.
Coming together.
You know, he's a guy who we're going to have to expect to do a lot. I'm going to take the guy filling in for Darrell Taylor's role.
Mm-hmm.
Give me Kyvon Bennett.
I think that's a solid pick. I think it's a good pick.
Pretty good.
You thinking over there? You thinking?
I am. I've taken my two offense. I've got to go defense here. Do I want to go?
I feel like I'm killing this draft.
You know?
Yeah, you're not.
I'm gonna roll the dice.
There's a backup just to cover that? No, actually, I already got two offense.
There's gonna be plenty of boring defensive picks later. I am going to roll the dice and take Roman Harrison to break out rushing the passer. We get some pass rush. We get pass rush on this defense this year. We are going to be set.
I don't hate it.
Billy, your board's open for an offensive or a defensive. Yeah, well, you got one of each.
And you have two picks. Yeah. So you're wrapping up here. One of each. You got to go one of each.
I could go Alontae Taylor. I had him last year. I feel like the whole BYU debacle made me look bad, even though I don't necessarily think it was his fault.
He was pretty good after that when he got out of the doghouse.
Give me the bull. He led the team in interceptions. Beat him again. Jeremy Banks.
Now, that counts as a defensive pick.
Yeah.
Just so we're
clear.
It could be defense.
But if he gets some goal line touches, you got to take it into account. It's like Bryce Thompson returning punts.
But
it matters.
I say that because now he has to go with an offensive guy for his final pick.
Right, right.
In offense, there's pretty much no one left.
There's lots of guys left.
There's a starting receiver on the board. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't think that. I don't like that pick. Give me Jalin Hyatt.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm actually. There's so many questions, I guess, as far as the backup quarterback goes, but I'm tempted to take Harrison Bailey, but I think
it's my pick, right?
No, it's me. Oh, nope. I put it in the wrong spot. Damn it.
Oh, man. Now he's giving his pick
away.
Or
maybe that was the trick in and of itself.
I have to go defense.
Yes,
you're lucky.
You sneaky
you're
player.
Lucky I have to go defense here.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Yeah. I mean, I
know if I was you who I'd go with.
Really?
Yep.
I'm down to two.
Okay.
I'm going to go DeAndre Johnson.
Interesting.
I want a guy that gets some sacks.
I would not have done that.
I thought about Trayvon Flowers.
I would not have done that either.
All right.
Yeah, me neither.
Schimbergill. That would have been mine.
Yeah, there's a rumor he's not even going to start.
What? He's the star. He's listed as the starter. You're foolish.
I'm just telling you. All right, Dave, you're up. Rumor is Nico Slaughter's going to start.
That'd be awesome.
As I was talking about the quarterback situation, I'm tempted to take Malachi Wideman, but I have him on my fantasy team, so I feel like that's good enough. I don't know exactly how much of an impact he's expecting to make very early on.
Mm-hmm.
But as I have said on multiple occasions, I do not feel confident with the current quarterback that is going to be starting the season. Mm-hmm. And just like last year, I'm going to go with a backup quarterback. A lot of people think, hey, could be Harrison Bailey's shot, but based off everything I've heard and what I saw in the South Carolina game last year, I'm actually going to put my money and roll with JT Shroud.
JT money off the board. Not bad. Not bad. Now, this is tough. Do I take a flyer or do I take Mr. Consistent? I think Brandon Johnson's going to be very consistent. I think he's going to have a good year. Possession receiver. Or do I take a flyer on a freshman? I'm going to play it safe, go steady. I'm going to go Brandon Johnson, wide receiver, redshirt senior. I had to have some veteran leadership in my MVP draft. Give me the redshirt senior and three sophomores. Oh, my team's so good. My team's so good. How did Eric Gray? I picked first. That's right.
Yeah. First.
Championship. House Mazzoli. No one can touch it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, well, it's what you said last year, and I was the champ.
So
no, we debated who had the.
I was,
the,
and I awarded, and I won it. I won
we
it.
Awarded you.
Nope, I won it.
Jawan.
Mm-hmm.
And I got Hank.
And
T.
I had the best guy on defense.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, you probably did. Yeah, Batuli.
David Batuli.
Okay.
I had the, but yeah, but who was your other defender?
Alontae Taylor.
Yeah, not very good. See, I had Daryl Taylor, who was solid.
You just said he was better after BYU.
I said he was better. I didn't say he was. He
yeah, better than
an elite.
Not better than other people.
Yeah. I had Daryl Taylor, defensive line king, and I had the second leader on the team in tackles in Nigel Warrior, who had a big year last year. Now I'm going I was D end safety this year going Quaveris Crouch. Might get some additional handoffs in the red zone for some touchdowns. He's gonna be a tackling machine, and Tank McCullough. Love those safeties.
So a quick rundown of who has who. I'm just going to go rounds 1 through 4. Houston, to start your team off, you got Eric Gray, Jalin McCullough, Quaveris, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Brandon Johnson. I have Hank T., Ramel Keaton, Kyvon Bennett, and JT Shroud. Nate, Josh Palmer, JG, Roman Harrison, DeAndre Johnson, and Billy, Ty Chandler, Bryce Thompson, Jeremy Banks, and Jalen Hyatt.
Clear winner.
Nah. Actually,
clear
I think
clear winner.
Yeah, those are pretty even.
Except for mine being so far ahead.
No. What Reed Houston's again?
Eric Gray, Jalen McCullough, Quaveris Crouch, Brandon Johnson.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, I like the Gray pick. But, I mean, it's tough when you got to wait till pick eight to get your second one.
Exactly. I think with what I had, I did a pretty good job.
I just hope I guessed the backup quarterback situation right, and that's who they
were. Yeah, you're gambling a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I am. Oh, well, offensive. I feel like I have the best defensive roster by far. But
who do you have on defense? Hank?
Hank and Bennett.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty solid. Pretty solid.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there you go. You can let us know who you think had the best draft. Brandon's already telling me I should have taken Trayvon Flowers instead of DeAndre, but we'll see. We'll see how it works out. I had a young pass rusher, so I want to get a veteran one as well. I mean, that's where the game's won and lost, and it's where the MVP of this team should be. Like, the secondary should be good across the board. Now, obviously, if one of those guys stands out more than the rest,
well, that's the thing. If there's no pass rush, like the secondary, I think they're going to be in for some difficult times.
Well, I think the secondary is better. I think the secondary being that good will open up more time for pass rush. Yeah,
it's a little of my NFL bias coming out. Like, pass rush is more positional value than, especially more than safety. You know, it's the end, then corner, then the other positions kind of fade in after that. All right, we'll come back. Final segment, NFL Eliminator picks. We'll get you set for we probably won't even talk about this Thursday night football game.
It's probably not, no.
Pretty crappy, but anyway.
It's a dud.
Stick with us anyway, right here on 3 and Out. Final segment of the program. Interesting draft. I think Billy tweeted he won. I think the only thing we decided during the break is that Billy definitely lost.
He has the backup running back, the fourth or fifth receiver. He does it, Bryce Thompson, and then a backup linebacker. So he got one starter.
Yeah.
Davey has three starters. JT Shrout, wild card for him. Team Hodges.
I've got three.
Because Roman Harrison, right? Might
no,
not
he's the backup. Yeah, Roman Harrison.
That's what I'm saying.
But I feel like he'll rotate in.
Oh, wow. That's four starters for me. Just saying.
Who were yours again? Gray.
Eric Gray, Brandon Johnson, Tank, McCullough, Quaveris Crouch.
Okay.
Championship.
All right, we'll see.
I got to defend the title. Quickly, NFL Eliminator pick for this weekend. Squeaky Will Stevens is not with us today, but he did text in his pick, and Davey, he chose?
The Arizona Cardinals facing off against the Detroit Lions, which was probably the safest and the smartest pick of all the matchups for week three.
I would I'd have to agree with that one. That's pretty safe. I'm up next.
Yeah.
I had this, and then I forgot. One moment, please, as I think I was going to take the – I'm taking the Indianapolis Colts.
Who are they playing?
The Jets.
Jets. They're favored by 11.
Oh, yeah, that's who everybody's taking on my bookie.
Yeah.
I took the Cardinals.
Oh, and you're
yeah, there's like 20,000 people left, so if you can take at least somebody that's not the most common, it's good.
Right.
But the Jets, like, come on. They're not going to win, right?
No, they're not. Did you see that Darnold throw from last weekend, though?
Yeah,
rolling left after avoiding the sack, and he throws it across his body. Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah, that was crazy.
He's got some talent. They just stink. Adam Gase is a moron.
Mm-hmm.
He has just ruined the Jets, who were already really bad.
I really don't have what I would say are any good options. I would have gone for the 49ers had their entire team not got hurt this past week, but they do return to the exact same field where everyone got hurt, so that would not be a wise
pick. Yeah, they were complaining about the turf, weren't they? Like, it was kind of sticky or something like that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they faced the Jets last week. They faced the Giants this week, and what sucks is they weren't able to stay over on the East Coast. They had to go back home due to COVID protocols. So
really?
San Fran went to New York, flew back to San Fran. Now they got to fly back to New York.
So you're not taking the
point?
Shouts out to
49ers.
The NFL for scheduling that. Jeez.
I don't really have any good options, but what I'm going to do is I am going to take the Los Angeles Chargers, who are facing off against the Panthers. The Panthers did lose Christian McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's he out, 4 to 6 weeks, they said?
Yeah, yep. Their backup situation at running back's not very good. Also, Teddy Bridgewater, he's doing okay, but it's not anything I would feel too confident with. Chargers are at home, so that's a cross-country trip for the Panthers. I'm going to lock in the Los Angeles Chargers.
Any word on Tyrod Taylor, or is it going to be Justin Herbert?
He's not going to play this week.
He's still in the hospital.
So you get Herbert again?
Yeah.
Not a bad pick. Will took the Cardinals over the Lions. They're 5.5-point favorites. They are at home.
It feels like easy money. Check that real quick.
Yeah, it's a little bit surprising. I don't know, man. The Lions, they can put up points. They just blow it.
I think the team's out on Matt Patricia.
Davey, I've been informed that the 49ers did stay on the East Coast, but they had to go to West Virginia.
Oh.
Greenbrier, West Virginia.
Oh, yeah. I saw some tweet about...
I think that was it, because West Virginia's COVID numbers are so low that I guess they were able to stay somewhere in West Virginia.
Okay, because initially they were going to have to come all the way back home. But I guess they...
Do we allow them a repick, or do you want to stay with them?
I don't want to take the 49ers. Nate Mullins is probably starting at quarterback.
Nick Mullins.
See, that's what we're dealing with here.
Shouts out to Rod for letting us know.
Yeah.
Well, I saw a tweet saying some equipment truck broke down, didn't make it to Greenbrier or something. I'm like, why is Greenbrier a thing? That's where
they got a golf course.
Well, the Saints do training camp there. So they actually have NFL practice facilities at the Greenbrier in West Virginia.
So that's why they can go stay Sulphur there. Springs, West Virginia.
I think you go by there if you're going to snowshoe, maybe. It's at least in that area. Go skiing or something. Supposedly really nice.
I've been saving the Ravens, but they play the Chiefs, so I was like,
not a good week.
That one. That will be a good Monday night game.
TK Nate says that you took a flyer on a quarterback that might not be the starter by week four. Shaking my head. Yeah, one of you two is going to be, well, unless it's Bailey, then we all
win. Nobody took Bailey?
That's fine, then we all win. We can all enjoy it.
Will Santoro said, I hope you all win. That would be good. If it's a tight race at the end and everybody played really well, you're going to feel really good. 16 players off the board. Only one team with four starters. I don't even know how that's possible. Jalen Hyatt?
He took him.
Billy.
Yeah, he lost.
It's a gamble.
He lost bad.
Billy. And he had first pick if he wanted it.
You got to take first pick.
Tomorrow's a football Friday.
Or at least second.
I am excited.
At least second. If you want to be in the middle and not be on the turn, at least take the second pick.
He really blew that one.
I don't know. We will. We got some Thursday night football tonight. One crappy game in the college. One crappy game in the NFL. We get you set for the weekend tomorrow. Don't miss the Football Friday edition. The Blitz is next right here. Keep it locked in for more.
Do something, Greg Sankey.
Fan Run Radio.